meal sacks that we took our corn to mill in was a thick, heavy sack that the meal wouldn't sift through it.
It should be finer than the mm-hmm. tow sack.
Mm-hmm. And it was usually a white cotton.
Did people ever use those white cotton sacks for clothes or towels or sheets?
Quite often they would use the flour sacks where they bought flour for various items, make sheets, and sometimes clothing.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said they used, they were very poor, they even used tow sacks for clothes. Wouldn't that be pretty rough?
Yes, it would. I never did see anyone that had those, except once in a while an apron made out of the tow sack mm-hmm. for some kind of rough work.
Paper sacks would be pretty rare.
Yeah, there wasn't very many of those.
Mm-hmm. The different trees that you remember pretty much, we talked about a few of them yesterday. I'm afraid I'm going to run out of tape here in a second.
Yeah, that out.
Did you always have so much mistletoe as you have now?
Yes, there was as much, if not more, than there are now.
And does that stuff kill trees? Or
no.
It doesn't?
I don't think the mistletoe kills them. I don't believe the mistletoe will get on them very much until they are already beginning to die themselves.
Oh,
I think that's one reason people think mistletoe kills them.
I've heard
it'll be a sickly tree before the mistletoe will take hold.
I see. Somebody told me the mistletoe, a fellow lives in Oklahoma, in fact, said the mistletoe lives off the tree and kills it. I suppose
I believe the
tree is pretty sick before it gets
there. I think it is. I think it's sickly before.
Do you ever, do you have many, as I remember, going through this territory on the train when it was running, I used to see quite a few sycamores, is that right?
Yes, there's several. They're more along the streams than anywhere else.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I do.